some really interesting studies showing that kids who might bring a very different tradition in telling stories, for example, an African-American boy who's starting to say a story about what they did this weekend and begins to move off that main topic to engage in subtopics as he is describing that whole activity, might be regarded as being a little more scattered, distractible, not well organized in his thinking, whereas a white middle-class student who might be narrating a very linear story with a beginning, a middle part, and an end might be regarded as being more competent in his thinking and linguistic practices, when in reality, when you look at cultural practices in the African-American household of this child, it might be very much commonplace to describe stories that have multiple plots that are unfolding at the same time. And what he's doing is very much consistent with what he's been exposed to. So when it comes to design instruction, you need to take into account those very complex layers that I'm describing, not only what experience these students have had with certain ways of engaging with language, with thinking, with memory, with other kinds of areas of cognitive functioning, but also how we're setting up conditions for students in the classroom to show what they know and can do, to what extent what they are doing in the classroom is in part shaped by the way we're setting up things.